Well, Carl, I tell you, this Chase County pipeline to UNK track and field is starting to build a little bit more. You've got three freshmen going with the latest with Tristan Jablonski. Easton Freed's going to transfer there and be on Loper next year. You got Thomas Reeves. You got Cole Clevenger. So things really, really took place quite a bit in the last couple of months going to all these kids going to UNK, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, Coach Bonzel just does a great job, you know, with talking to our kids and giving them opportunities. We've had some other kids, you know, especially on the girls' side that have gone through their program, just most recently Destiny Rinke and, you know, a few others. So, yeah, we're excited for those guys. They're excited to be there. I know Tristan just joined in here this week, and he's super excited about it. So, yeah, we're going to be watching Loper track for the next several years.
Yep, Tristan had a phenomenal last couple of years talking to him. Loves track and field, and boy, came around to the half. He was on your relays. Started off as a, you know, kind of like all Jablonskis. They start off as vaulters, it seems like, as early with the kids, but then developed into a pretty good middle distance guy, didn't he?
You know, he did. His dad, Matt, used to coach pole vault for us and still helps our pole vaulters some. And he was good at it, but he kind of found his niche in the middle distance. And you know, by the time he was a sophomore, he had worked his way up into being, you know, a member of our 4x4 and 4x8 teams. And so, excuse me. So he, he's just a guy that kind of the middle distance, he filled a huge, you know, gap there for us, made us competitive, you know, in the open events there in the 8 and 4. And then, you know, was a big part of our relays. So, yeah, he's been huge for us for the last 3 years.
And I think you and I have talked a little bit about what Thomas Reeves and Cole Clevenger, another thing on them, those guys were huge contributors the last couple of years, weren't they?
They really were. And those guys were all part of that. Thomas and Cole and Tristan were all part of that 4x4 relay that set the state, Class C state record. Now it's already been broken by Westholt, but, they had a couple gold medals at the state meet in the 4x4, and then Tristan was part of teams 4x8 teams that brought home a few medals at the state meet. So yeah, it's been those guys that's been a really nice group. They've been the heart of our track team.
And finally, with Easton making the change, going from Concordia to UNK, he's going to be pretty valuable for Coach Bonzel in that program here in the years to come, isn't he?
Absolutely, and Easton battled some injuries this year at Concordia. He had a really good start to the indoor season, then when he got to outdoor, the race that, you know, we still think is going to be his, you know, is just going to be right in his sweet spot is that 400 hurdle race, and that thing's grueling, but with Easton's speed, with his endurance, and with his hurdling ability, we think he's going to be excellent. So if he, you know, gets himself healthy and continues to grow in that event, he'll be a nice 110 hurdler, but I think even at Division II, Easton's going to be a guy that's going to make a splash there in his conference and around the area in the 400 hurdles.